Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is hit by the pitch. Hunt moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Cox now playing second base. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dierker. Foley moves to second. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Rader reaches second base with a double. Edwards goes all the way around to score. Rader moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Helms moves to second. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to third. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Helms hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Dierker reaches second base with a double. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Menke now playing third base. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Terry Humphrey. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Steve Renko. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. John Montague now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 3 in the game. Cedeno is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing left field. Bob Gallagher now playing right field. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Jim Cox. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.